From its very beginnings, basketball has seen a lot of change, especially in its style. Mike Bantum, who came to the 1972 Olympic squad from Philadelphia, says in some ways it's improved.
It's suffered some in terms of the fundamentals of the game and how the fundamentals are executed, but I think that the athleticism and the talent of the athletes has gotten so great that it's become a much more spectacular game.
If the 60-year-old Bantum has concerns about an erosion of basketball's fundamentals, Johnny Bock has a more direct commentary on how the game is played. The 88-year-old Bock was an assistant coach in 1972 on the Olympic squad. He says the game was, at one time, much more of a team sport.
You didn't have to watch your teammate. You had to watch the ball and its movement. And the general rule was 3 seconds. No player held it longer than three. So 1001, 1002, pass, cut, do something now. That's the way you were brought up in basketball.
Bock says it's a whole different game, particularly at the professional level in 2012. 40 years ago, it was much more of a passing game. Today, he says, it's not unusual to observe a player dribbling the ball 14 to 20 times and not moving very far.
I see the game right after the national anthem, screen roll. Repeated by screen roll to screen roll to screen roll. I don't think I'd like to see the team game.
Will that ever happen again?
Oh, it has to. Has to. The players have to go back to enjoying the game and having teammates, having plans offensively and defensively that involve a team.
Also participating in the reunion of the 1972 USA Olympic team was Doug Collins. It was Collins who made two free throws near the end of the game that the Americans still believe should have guaranteed victory. After a very successful college and professional career, Collins kept his hand firmly in the game. He serves as a coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Collins sees a lot of excitement and athletic talent in the game today.
Players are playing at an incredibly high level. The skill level is off the chart. The size, the speed of the athletes is amazing. I watch as a fan, as a broadcaster, as a coach, and I see players doing things that I couldn't fathom them being able to do.
Collins adds hard work, dedication, strength, and conditioning have today's pro athletes playing at a phenomenal level. When asked if there is too much money in professional athletics, Collins replied, absolutely not. When asked why, he simply said, I just don't think there is. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.